Hello, today the church celebrates Monday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 8, verses 11 to 13. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depths of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout the Gospel of Mark, Jesus' emotions are more frequently referenced than in the other Gospels. As a fully divine and fully human being, Jesus experienced the full range of human emotions, but without sin. In today's gospel passage, Jesus responds to the Pharisees' argument and request for a sign with a deep sigh from the depths of his spirit, followed by the question, "Why does this generation seek a sign?" It's not hard to sense the Lord's frustration in this moment as we witness it. We've all experienced a similar sigh, both from ourselves and others, and we know the emotion it conveys. But why was Jesus sighing, and what was the frustration he was experiencing as he dealt with the Pharisees? Well, throughout history, religious people have often sought out signs from heaven and extraordinary visions. But Jesus consistently directs us towards finding the divine in the ordinary moments of our lives. He gives some examples in parables: a sower sowing seed in a field, a woman searching for her lost coin, a Samaritan caring for a stranger on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, a man unexpectedly finding treasure in his field, and so on. If we only look for God in rare, miraculous moments, we miss his presence in the ordinary moments of our everyday lives, where he dwells at all times. It's often in the ordinary that we can find the mystery of God's kingdom, for God's creation is full of his glory.